WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. Democratic candidate for governor Missy Hughes says her connection to rural Wisconsin is central to her campaign. In an appearance on the WXCO morning show on Tuesday, Hughes says she is not coming from a traditional political background.
I have never run for office before. I'm not a career politician.
Hughes is the former head of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. She was appointed to that post in 2019 by Governor Evers and stepped down last September to run for governor. But before that, Hughes served for nearly two decades as an executive at Organic Valley, a farmer-owned dairy cooperative. She said her time there shaped how she understands rural communities.
And really worked every day at the cooperative to make sure that farmers could stay on their farms and pass those farms on to the next generation.
On renewable energy projects in rural areas, Hughes said local voices, especially farmers, must lead the discussion. She also says assumptions about rural opposition don't always reflect reality.
In a tough agricultural market, in an economy where Donald Trump is taking away markets for soybeans, for tariffs and things like that, farmers might be looking for options to find different ways to utilize their land, and they might be able to utilize their land both for farming and for renewable energy.
She also says as she has traveled around Wisconsin, she's hearing from rural communities that feel isolated from the rest of the state.
There are communities all across the state that are doing incredible work, and we should be able to support each other and learn from each other and say, oh, you made that happen? How'd you make that happen? Let's do that here. And I think that a governor who is excited about creating that fabric of working together is the governor that Wisconsin needs right now.
It's that time when tax statements and paperwork start to arrive in our mailboxes. And this year, there's a change for retirees. Shelley Pittman reports.
Some could owe less in state income taxes when they file this year. State Representative Tony Kurtz, a Republican from Waniwok.
Anybody over the age of 67, if they have retirement income, that could be from a 401k, that could be from an IRA, it could be if they retired from Schreiber or Rockwell Automation. For a single filer, it's up to $24,000, and for a dual couple, up to $48,000 of that retirement income now will be tax exempt.
There's another change that affects just about everyone. In the last state budget, lawmakers also lowered one of Wisconsin's income tax brackets. Senator Howard Markline, a Republican from Spring Green and a co-chair of the state's budget writing committee.
Also, the second tax bracket, we lowered that rate by almost 1%. So these are everybody that works basically is in that second tax bracket. Even if you make $200,000 a year, you go through that bracket anyways.
While income taxes are ticking down, property tax bills are growing. They're the highest they've been since 2018, according to an analysis from the Wisconsin Policy Forum. It's driven by an increase in student spending and voter referendums. While state spending on education has remained mostly flat, new estimates show Wisconsin could end the budget cycle with roughly $2.5 billion left over, driven by stronger than expected tax collections. Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee are warning against committing that savings to ongoing spending. The governor and Democratic lawmakers, though, say the surplus should be used to ease costs for Wisconsinites, including on property tax relief.
Students in Stettin broke their fundraising goal by over $2,000. According to the school's webpage, Stettin Elementary School's Readathon tasks students with raising $30 each and reading 30 minutes a day from November 10th to December 1st, with a goal of raising $5,000. The fundraiser brought in over $7,000. The funds will go towards helping the parent-teacher organization put together community events, book fairs, special treat days, and field trips, or purchase grand theater tickets, put on the spring art show, stock classroom supplies and snacks, along with staff meals and appreciation celebrations. Average gas prices fell 3.8 cents over the last week, landing at an average of $2.47 on Monday. This is 0.7 cents lower than a month ago and well over 45 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Prices at gas stations across the state differ by as much as 81 cents per gallon, with the lowest being $2.18 and the highest at $2.99. In the weeks ahead, we could see localized discounts as winter fuel is cleared after large inventory increases in recent weeks. You can help protect Wisconsin waters by reducing your winter salt use. Although salt keeps roads safer during the winter, harmful chlorides from salt get into lakes, streams, and groundwater. Increased salt levels in the water can corrode bridges, roads, and other infrastructure. Road salt can also harm pets, causing irritated paws or other health concerns if ingested. The Wisconsin DNR recommends avoiding oversalting, switching to sand or other ice melters for lower temperatures, and shoveling walkways and other areas before the snow turns to ice. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
It's the Bucks and the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, Bucks basketball tonight. They'll face off against the Oklahoma City Thunder at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee with a record of 18-24. At 36-8, the Thunder right now have the best record in the NBA. College hoops, the Badgers at Penn State tomorrow night. Greg Gard asked how John Blackwell has adjusted to Nick Boyd on the roster since he transferred from San Diego State last spring.
I think he's handled it well. It's definitely was an adjustment period. I think we're past that. I think we're over that hump. I think that's anytime you have new players on the roster, there's going to be an adjustment period and understanding how important the other is and both keeping their aggressiveness and functioning together. So, 45 days ago, I would have said that we're not in sync with each other. Now I think I've seen a lot of really good play on the floor from both of them.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy with a little light snow this afternoon. We'll get to around 17 for a high. Snow won't be much, around a half inch or so of accumulation, but enough to get things slick. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 2 below. Tomorrow, sunshine, early high of 6 with falling temperatures in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.